Stevie B.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
Bart KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough Radio. Talking about the dilemmas of life and no one else will. And trying to make sense of it all.
3 nights ago, the president promised to pull us out. You here today are that hope and change for America. 3 days later, Mr. President, here we are!
Stephen Baldwin and Kevin McCullough.
Oh, when do I get to sleep? That's what I want to know.
Never.
When does the sleep return?
Do not start singing lullabies tonight, because I might just...
No, I'm doing my Darth Vader, dude.
Yeah.
You cannot sleep, Kevin.
Actually, you know what? I feel bad for my lovely bride.
Because well, don't we all?
Being the mom, she's kind of, shall we say, imperative to the process of the young Jonathan Stephen being able to eat in the middle of the night. Now, you did not know what his name was going to be when you left for Greece a couple of weeks ago. I hadn't told you.
No.
Jonathan Stephen.
So are you announcing here on the air that it's not the biblical Stephen? The first martyr. It's your boy, Stevie B.
I'm going to let whatever Stephen hears it interpret it whatever way that Stephen wants to.
Well, let me show you, like, what our relationship is. Because you put the Facebook thing out.
Right.
And it says Stephen, and I'm going, couldn't.
The real thing.
Couldn't, you know, be some homage to Stevie B.
I'm not filling in that blank for you.
This is the ongoing Baldwin McCullough, Kevin.
By the way, that's what you're listening to.
Hey, how are you?
Baldwin McCullough Live.
Welcome to the program.
We're just talking, and you just walked into the middle of it. 888-340-3373. Go ahead.
And you have your newborn son, and his middle name is Stephen.
5 days old.
And I think I'm honored. I'm honored that you and the lovely missus would finally recognize to the point of this kind of a commitment. Well, here's the Jedi mind trick you've done to yourselves.
Okay.
Because whatever Stephen it is, mm-hmm. it'll always kind of like get you going like, well, did we really make the right decision?
Well, since the lovely bride's father's name is also Stephen.
Oh.
You might, just grain of salt. You don't have a daughter or a son that's named after me,
but
under any circumstances. So you're coming out ahead regardless on this.
You know, Alaya Kevin Baldwin.
It just wouldn't work.
Has a weird ring to it.
It does.
Sorry.
It
yeah. But here's the fun I get to have.
Yes.
In like 10, 11, 12 years.
See, the lovely bride knows this, and she's probably not listening tonight because she's probably passed out from exhaustion.
Right.
But this is going to be an ongoing needle between the two of you that will never die.
Well, here's what I get to do, because, you know, I'm very subtle.
You are?
Yeah. So,
in what way?
At barbecues at your house 10, 11, 12 years from now, when that moment in the room comes where they go, oh, and isn't it nice that your middle name is after Papa? I get to look at the kid and give him like a little wink, wink and go, no. And point to myself. It's me. You're really named after me.
Well, see, the unfortunate thing that you have going in Grandpa's favor.
Mm-hmm.
Is that when Grandpa comes, it's all a party. Like, today we went to Target, right, to get, Grandpa wants a bike that he can ride with Baby James around our little town and go and do stuff, because he's here for another week or so.
Mm-hmm.
So we're walking into Target, and Grandpa says to me, you know what this means. I'm like, Grandpa, I didn't know you did, Alec. He goes, you know what this means. Hot Wheels.
Yeah!
I said, Dad, you don't have to get a new Hot Wheels every time you go to a store that sells them. He goes, who said anything about one? So he walked out with, well, then we get to the aisle, and there's the single cell, and I'm holding up a single one. And I say, hey, look at this. It's got racing stripes. It's so cool. Look at this, James. James is, he's like, he's mesmerized by the five pack.
Suddenly he can count.
So
five.
Oh, no, he was counting
five.
Before Jonathan came. So
five.
He's looking one, two, three, four, five. And he can count. He can count to five. He can count to 300. He's a 2.5-year-old. He counts to 300. He doesn't want lullabies sung to him at night. He wants to count to freaking 300. What is that? That's not related to me. I don't know where that comes from.
No, it is related to you, Kevin.
But he's
That's
like
your son.
He's like the numbers. Like, no, I'll sing you a lullaby. No, the numbers.
I so look forward to the future. I really do.
So anyway, we're in the aisle. He looks at the five pack. I'm like, no, look, we don't. You know, Grandpa doesn't need to get you a five pack. Look at this one. Grandpa goes, no, the five pack's good. Look at that one. It's got a helicopter in it. He takes that one off the shelf, hands it to him, then goes, oh, but look at this one. This five pack has a black helicopter in it, and it's way more cool.
Yeah.
So I'm like, well, which one do you, he goes, which one? Nothing. He grabbed 10. Put them in the cart. At this rate, we're going to have to move furniture out because Hot Wheels are going to take over the McCullough household.
I'm just wondering if Grandpa could come by my house and deal with the Baldwin daughters.
Now, see, here's the thing. In the Lovely Bride's family, the sons get the father's name as their middle name. The first son gets the father's name as their middle name. So James was James Kevin.
Mm-hmm.
And James was my grandfather.
Mm-hmm.
Very influential, kind of hugely inspirational, godly man in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Very powerful. So James Kevin, his name. And the lovely bride lost her grandfather, who was a pastor for like 50 years. Mm. In this part of California where you just, you know, labored almost without any thanks at all, as so many people in ministry do. And he passed away in February. So the night that we had the service for him in California, and we were out there for it, I said, sweetheart, I think we should name, if this is a boy, I think we should name him for your grandfather, because James was named for my grandfather. So now, and then we gave him her dad's name as his middle name. So these two boys have now been marked with the legacy of four men.
Mm.
And I pray that my portion of that is something that holds up well.
And it's an honor, Kevin, for me to be one of those four men.
And that's where you and the lovely bride are just going to have all kinds of fun
in
the days and years to come.
From the bottom of my heart.
If she's listening right now, she's like... Stones will roll from tombs before this
she's
happens.
Doing that. She's doing that smirk that she does when only I'm around. Just the smirk that you really don't know what it means.
Right, and that scares you to death.
It really does.
Steven's never met a person that he's been more afraid of and more in awe of simultaneously than the lovely bride.
Well, she reminds me of all those school teachers I had. Where I'd do something where I'd give like the really just the answer that should have just immediately had me thrown out of the school.
But she was the one teacher that would never buy your garbage?
Well, no. Like, your wife will look at me like this. Like, I'll say something like just absurd. And then she'll just give me that look like...
What planet do you live on?
No, she'll be like, what's wrong with you? She'll I have... Some kind
four
of
four heads coming out of your shoulders.
Some kind of a rare fungus in my brain that like nobody has figured out.
You know
yet.
What's funny? I think she actually asked me that a few weeks ago. Does Steven have some sort of rare fungus in his brain? Did that parasite that he got in Costa Rica like totally work him over? Anyway. Hey, for those of you listening, this is Baldwin McCullough Live. Thank you for taking us with you. Steven's back from his tour of Greece, which we're going to find out a little bit about. And, yes, I became a daddy all over again this week. Baby boy number two.
Unbelievable.
And he was like a full pound and an ounce lighter than the first guy. He's a little tiny bundle. I mean, he's just this little loaf of bread when you hold him in your arms. But he sleeps good, and I'm grateful for that so far. Last night we got two segments of 4 hours each.
That's huge.
Oh, on day six? Are you kidding?
Yeah.
That's glorious.
Yeah.
I'll sing those praises.
And it's because you named him Stephen.
Of course. That he's so, this will never end.
He's so peaceful.
We've entered the Stephen Zone.
All right, it's Baldwin McCullough Live, 888-340-3373.
Interesting story that Stephen found this week, and I'm going to tell you more about it in just a second. But it has to do with wives, by the way. We'll cover that in a moment. BaldwinMcCullough.com is where you listen to us online. Thanks for hanging out with us this Saturday night.
Every 2 seconds, a child becomes an orphan. 44,000 children become orphaned every single day. And every 90 seconds, an orphan dies from starvation and preventable malnutrition. Every 90 seconds. That's why the talk radio hosts Danny Johnson, Stephen Baldwin, and Kevin McCullough are combining efforts along with Food for Orphans for 2012 and 2012. Our desire is to try to feed 2012 orphans in the calendar year of 2012. $92 will feed an orphan right now for the next entire year. That's 25 cents a meal. And friends, this is a specially designed diet. It has 17 vitamins and nutrients that are unique to orphans' malnourished states. Call now 1-888-340-3373 or jump online to 2012in2012.info. That's 2012in2012.info.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Hi. That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's Baldwin McCullough Live. Thank you for being here. Is there an economic bomb about to go off, a financial volcano ready to sweep away your 401k, your IRA, your retirement plan, wipe out every penny you've worked so hard to save? Well, did you know that if any nation that cashes in its debt for dollars that they own from us, our treasury notes, and that includes Japan, China, Greece, Italy, Spain, Portugal, and several others, that if any of them begin to cash in those notes that they hold on American treasuries, that our investments could be wiped out, particularly long-term retirement investments? So who do you call and where do you turn to find trusted information about the coming economic bomb that's about to explode? Kirk Elliott, Ph.D., trusted name in the McCullough household. Just last week, I talked to Kirk about transferring our entire retirement into his stewardship and his oversight. He's America's financial doctor, literally. He has a Ph.D. in economics, and he's produced this compelling, moving, and truth-telling documentary titled The Fuse is Lit. And he's so concerned about your economic safety that he's going to send you a copy of this documentary at no cost to you. So go ask for your copy before he runs out. Limited supply. 866-211-8986. That's 866-211-8986. Okay, grab the pen. I'm sorry, I did it too fast. Okay, got it? 866-211-8986. Of course, that's a toll-free call. Or you can text FUSE from your smartphone to 33938. That's F-U-S-E to 33938. Or dial 866-211-8986. All right, Baldwin McCullough. Stephen Baldwin is the Baldwin of that combination. Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. And Stephen, last week you weren't with us because you were in Greece, and the week before that you were in England. So welcome back home, first of all. But
thanks.
Give me just a little bit of taste of what your experience in Greece was like.
Well, buddies of ours, mine, ours, Extreme Media, have launched a website called biblicalgreece.com. It's kind of still in the developmental phase. You can go now and take a tour and really go see all of the apostolic New Testament sites where the apostles went, you know, Corinth, Thessalonia, things like that. And I was just going over there to be part of a group of folks now that are going into this next phase of marketing and promotion and development of biblicalgreece.com. And it's now starting to become a reality that is in a collaboration with the Department of Tourism, because, you know, Greece is having some problems. And we believe that a great way to bless the people of Greece is to boost their economy, potentially, through tourism.
Mm-hmm.
So I was over there doing some marketing and promotion and all kinds of – I'm going to have copies of the newspapers that I was interviewed for. And they I actually worked for several hours as a cook at a souvlaki restaurant.
So, did you make baklava?
No, I just was slinging souvlaki, so to speak.
And what exactly is souvlaki?
Souvlaki.
Souvlaki.
Is, you know, those guys in the carts on Times Square, you know, with the skewers of meat with the pita bread,
right,
and,
right, right,
and the white sauce and your onion and your tomato and, you know, right, all of that. Although a very interesting
they're called what, gyros over here?
Gyros.
Gyros, gyros.
Gyros. It's
like 17 pronunciations for the combination of G-Y-R-O-S.
Gyros.
Yes, and?
And so I did that, and it was a blast, and we will continue doing what we can to help develop and spread the word on biblical Greece, and it's an amazing thing. And here's the reality. Tourism to the Holy Land in Israel is just to the Christian market space, is about $10 billion a year.
Right.
Wouldn't that be nice if we could just start blessing people of faith, the Christian faith, by creating more awareness of their biblical knowledge and education, you know, according to the New Testament, by going to Greece and starting to allow them to experience these sites and go on these tours with these biblical scholars that are I was with one of them who was, I mean, it was, I shared it with you earlier. It was amazing, some of the insight this guy gave me about ancient Greece. And,
mostly, I guess if people are familiar with the Bible, but mostly it was the Apostle Paul that visited Greece. But when you look at the New Testament in the text, so many books are named after Grecian cities.
Oh, yeah.
Thessalonians, both books. Corinthians, mm-hmm. Philippians, mm-hmm. Colossians, and so there's a ton of there. I'm on the website right now. It's very, very cool. And if people want more information, they can go to biblicalgreece.com. And there's the whole layout of everything that you can check out there.
And you,
who
and
knows?
I,
maybe Stephen and I will be taking tours of you who listen to us there in the very near future.
That's absolutely, beginning first quarter next year, that's what we're looking to do.
Yeah. All right. Awesome. Well, welcome home.
Thank you.
You know, interesting thing happened while you were gone. The whole world got shot to hell.
Yeah.
Quite literally.
Something like that.
No, you're sitting there. I'm looking at the map of the Mediterranean, right? Okay, so Greece is this little island in the middle of the sea. But around it, you got the Horn of Africa, you got Israel and the Palestinian regions. And then above it, you got, like, you know, lower Europe. Mm-hmm. So you've got Turkey, Iran, Iraq, Israel, Saudi Arabia, Egypt, Libya, all the way across to Morocco. And Greece is like right in the middle. It's like if it was a target, Greece would be the dead center bullseye of that region of the world. And I'm going, I wonder if Baldwin's going to get out of there. Because everything was just, I mean, it was really... it was a mess. It is a mess.
And this trip for me was one of those things where, you know, I ain't getting any younger.
Yeah.
I took a good whacking when I was over there with the jet lag and all this kind of stuff. And then they just basically ran me into the ground. My good buddies over there with BiblicalGreece.com.
Sure. Hey, Stephen, come. So you see this now.
Well, no, but it was meeting with the Department of Tourism.
And come on, and come see this.
Just trying to.
And now we go here.
Yeah.
Non-stop.
And then, of course, cook some gyros.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
Slinging, what was it?
Slinging souvlaki.
Souvlaki.
It's actually, I should be honest with you, it's a band I've started over there. I'm just playing drums. But
wait, you don't have rhythm. How can you play drums?
Hey, wait a minute.
No. So that's where Steven's been, so thanks for catching us up.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
Now, we talked about the baby.
We had a baby. You went to Greece. Let's do a show. When we come back, there's this story from racing. And I don't know how many NASCAR listeners listen to the Kevin McCullough, Stephen Baldwin Saturday Night Experience. But if you are a NASCAR fan, then you probably heard about this odd story that evidently isn't that odd. Grabbing the behind of a fellow racer's wife... Tony Stewart says, hey, I just do it for good luck, that's all. Well, I've got some questions about this, and I think Stephen has some reactions
to it. Sure do.
But let's talk about it when we continue. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Butt grabbing, next on Baldwin McCullough Live.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi. Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alli-C. Why Alli-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alli-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alli-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alli-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alli-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alli-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alli-C. For more information and to order Alli-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alli-C today.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked.
The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
He paid his way through college as a handyman, growing that small business into the largest construction company in the state with 1,000 employees and a reputation for ethical behavior. He's an Ironman triathlete, an avid cyclist and outdoorsman, an adventurer who summited Mount Everest with frostbitten toes and a leg still healing from a recent break. During his 2 terms as governor, he did what people in office rarely do. He kept his word. A Republican, he was reelected in a state that votes 2-1 Democrat in a landslide. He will be on the ballot in all 50 states come November as an alternative to Mitt Romney and Barack Obama. Gary Johnson can fix the America the two-party system has broken. He's a handyman.
My name is Gary Johnson. Be libertarian with me for one election. Live free.
Gary Johnson, Libertarian for President.
I'm Gary Johnson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2012.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
YNN.
Saturday night, it's Baldwin McCullough Live. I'm Stevie B. He's KMC. Hello. The number is 888-23... Oh, am I saying it right?
340.
Why do I do that?
I don't know. It's right there on the screen.
Is that the old number?
No. There was no 2 in any of our numbers.
Oh, there. You know why? I just figured it out. 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. What are we talking about, Kevo?
You just figured what out? Why you put a 2 in there?
Yeah, because it sounds like an old voicemail number of mine that I've said 7 million times.
Random.
Yeah.
Random.
So it's just my brain doing what it normally does, which is it intends to go here.
This moment of Baldwin randomness brought to you by Stevie B.
It goes way over there instead. See?
Well, speaking of going way over there. Okay, so in Concord, North Carolina this last week. The Sprint Cup race, and I don't know anything about racing, so I'm just going to sound like a total dork in talking about this story completely.
Go ahead.
Because as far as I know, I think, you know, racing involves cars on a track. But other than that, I don't really even know, like, are they connected to, like, things underneath the ground that take them along, like the amusement park tracks? Or is
no.
this, like, free? Okay.
Yeah.
That's how bad it is with me.
Yeah, it's different.
I'm just not a NASCAR dude.
Sure.
Never been.
Right.
But Tony Stewart, evidently he's a big honcho in the NASCAR world.
He's
Sprint Cup world.
In the top 5.
See, I'm already messing it up because the Sprint Cup and the NASCAR are 2 different things. Sprint Cup's like the minor leagues, right?
No.
Sprint Cup is...
No, I think it's NASCAR is
help.
The league.
Someone that knows something about racing, please call 888-340-3373.
I think that NASCAR is the league, and then Sprint Cup would be...
The contest throughout the season?
Yes.
Okay. So the Sprint Cup points are what they're trying to get every week when they're racing
correct.
In the races. Okay. Okay. So it's kind of like golf with the money leader.
Sure.
They're all on the PGA.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not that complicated.
But they're trying. Okay. Okay. That's much easier than I thought it would be.
It's just like the most dangerous thing that can happen to you in golf is you get hit by a ball,
yeah.
and these guys are going 200 miles an hour.
Yeah,
that's,
yeah, yeah.
you know.
Yeah.
It's just.
Remind me to tell you a great golf joke at the next break.
Okay. Oh, boy.
I'll tell it to you
boy.
Now. No, I won't tell it to you.
Yeah, don't tell me now.
Okay. So Tony Stewart, who is this dude in NASCAR, big guy dude, whoever. Does he win a lot? Anybody know anything about
he's
Tony Stewart?
He's a legend. He's not a living legend. He's a living legend.
Dale Earnhardt's a legend.
No, Tony Stewart is a living... 888-340-3373.
AJ Foyt was a legend. Johnny Rutherford was a legend.
No, they're icons.
Okay.
That's different.
I don't know the difference between the novice, the legend, the icon.
That word just popped in my head, and I thought I'd sound smart. So
okay, so if you're listening tonight and you're a huge NASCAR fan, we already apologize.
Is Tony Stewart a legend? Can someone call the show and just tell us?
Straighten us out on this.
Is Tony Stewart a legend?
Someone listening in North Carolina has to know this answer.
Yeah.
Or Texas.
So what happened?
So he grabs the rumpus exterior maximus of Dalena Harvick.
You haven't slept, have you?
Who evidently is married to one Kevin Harvick.
Right. Who's his number one competitor right now. Tony Stewart's number one competitor in the point system, apparently.
You really know this stuff about NASCAR.
I just read the article. That's
okay.
all.
Okay. So Kevin and Tony, not to be confused with Kevin and Steven.
Yeah.
Are having this ongoing competition.
And not Steven, your son that was named after me.
Right. Whose right. name is actually Jonathan.
Jackie, do not laugh at Kevin's jokes with that much robust. Please continue, Mr. McCullough.
So Tony Stewart comes up to Dalena Harvick and grabs her rumpus maximus exterior.
From behind. She's,
right.
not even, she's totally
she's
unaware.
She's talking to some pit crew guy.
Right.
And she's facing the other way. He comes up and two-hand cups her buttimus. Wonk, wonk.
Right.
To which she immediately turns around and acts as though she's going to punch somebody's lights
well,
out, which you would think she probably would.
It's on video. And
but what she does
totally
is...
totally startled.
She totally starts, but when she turns around, she goes, oh.
No, not really.
And then she gives him a hug.
At first, she was extremely flustered, realized it was Tony, ooh, ooh, friend of the family, ooh. And then I think, because she's in the pit crew of her husband... really just had to, like, brush it off. She probably was a lot more upset about it than she let on.
I don't know, because according to this story, this isn't a new thing.
Well,
it happens at every race.
All right.
So anyway, it's a pre-race goose that Tony Stewart's been giving to Kevin Harvick. Now, what difference does any of this make? Let me explain. It all got captured on camera, and now NASCAR fans everywhere are like,
And so was I.
And so was Steven. And we'll explain why next on Bowl.
Finally, on radio, Danny Johnson.
98% of the population will end up dead or dead broke by the age of 65.
Danny Johnson. Nationwide, Sunday night.
For you, is that how you want to be? Is that the life that you want? Well, if you look at what everybody else is doing and you live the way they are, then that's what you're going to have.
Why live under the burden of death?
Say, look at what everybody else is doing and do the opposite.
A production of Extreme Media.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know, in 2011, we told you about the CARES Project. It was launched by our Extreme Charities Foundation, offering you free assistance on getting the lowest price possible for your prescription drugs. I'm happy to report that every month, thousands of you are experiencing savings as high as 35%, but on average, about 27% off of what they formerly paid for the prescriptions that they needed. If you've not yet signed up, it's easy to do. Just go to CARESProject.com. That's CARESProject.com and print your card today.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8-inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's OneWorld, WHEY.com.
Best-selling author and nationally syndicated radio host, Annie Johnson.
Why is it important to groom the next generation for success? 14,000 hours of schooling that you and I had from kindergarten just to the 12th grade. Not a single class was on financial wisdom. Not a single hour teaching us the difference between wise and foolish spending. Teaching us really the price that credit card debt really pays on an individual and a family. Not a single class on how to become an entrepreneur, start your own business. Not a single class on even how to motivate and work with other individuals. Not a single class in those areas. And so why is it important to groom the next generation for success? Because right now society is grooming the next generation for accidental failure.
Why not discover for yourself the proven strategies for raising the next generation of leaders? Grooming the Next Generation for Success, the book, exclusively at DannyJohnson.com. Media.
Okay, so it's Saturday night. You're sitting at home. You've got the radio on. You may as well join the fun at Baldwin McCullough Live.
Yeah.
Every night. 888-340-3373. Join the conversation. He's Stephen Baldwin, the actor, by the way.
Hi.
60 films, 20 years in Hollywood, more than 300 F-word references. Is that what you said? You said the F-word 300 times. Is that what you said?
See,
just before the show, he was telling the whole staff, hey, how many times did I say the F-word in 60 films?
So, like, every time I reveal some personal thought about myself...
If you tell it to these four people, it is not personal.
You know what you are sometimes? You're like the conservative TMZ.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you
I'm
are.
I'm just the Stevie B TMZ. Yeah. But that was all pre-Jesus, people. He doesn't say the F word anymore.
I'm not going to sleep tonight now thinking about the Stevie B TMZ.
That's right.
That's Kevin in my life.
Well, because I'm going to be outside your bedroom window with a camera waiting for you to do something.
Yeah. Are you behaving? We're rolling.
Did you ever grab your biggest rival's wife's buttocks?
No, but I've performed in movies where I had to grab the buttocks of a fellow actor's wife who was an actress.
Well, that explanation just got murkier by the word.
I tried to make it make sense. Just didn't come out right.
Well, if you were intent on confusing people, I think it was good. No. So this last week, evidently, it was a big deal because ESPN cameras caught Tony Stewart grabbing the rump of Delana Harvick.
Now, let me just say this. So I see the story. I click it. I watch the video. And I'm like, they say, you know, they're friends, and they say it's some goofy tradition and this, that. And I'm sitting there going, you know, look, you know, you and I have kind of debated this sort of thing, because I've gotten into you, you know, into it with you about what's flirting and this and that and, you know, blah, 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 blah. And I have certainly learned as a Christian and a person of faith now that, you know, there's a difference between who I was and who I am now and trying to walk this walk, blah, 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 blah. And I don't care who you are. I don't care if you're the Pope, although the Pope wouldn't have a wife. But I saw the video. I'm sitting there going, that's just not cool.
It was a full-on two-handed goose.
Right.
Like, I mean, and the thing about
it. And the thing for me is, Tony Stewart should know that those cameras are probably around, and I don't care if it's a joke. It's disrespectful to that woman to do that in such a way. I mean, yes, it was caught on the cameras. I think it's rude.
Here's what the Sporting News in their NASCAR section said about this. And again, I don't know anything about NASCAR, and I don't know anything about Tony Stewart or the Harvicks or anything related to this story. But because Stephen brought this up, and because it does have this kind of totally weird human, you know, component to it, mm-hmm. I feel like it's important for us to talk about. So the Sporting News said, Stewart's pre-race goose has gotten plenty of viewing in the last few days. It's on YouTube. And Stewart, in some ways, doesn't know whether to laugh about it or be concerned that everyone is talking about his posterior grab rather than the racing itself.
Right.
This is what Tony Stewart said. I drove for them, the Harvicks, in Nationwide. I guess that's the company or the corporate whatever, but for a long time. And we have a great friendship with them, and it always makes her jump. So it's something we've always joked around about and talked about being good luck. So he's saying, Stewart is saying, the guy that did the goosing,
right,
is saying that they've done it for a long time, and they joke about how it's good luck. He says, it's normally good luck for us. You do what works. I'm just glad that picking my nose wasn't the thing that was good luck. Okay, this man has got no manners, and he's gross.
Well, hello.
Stewart and the Harvicks are good friends, according to the Sporting News, and Kevin Harvick was standing near his wife when Stewart grabbed two handfuls of butt cheek. I don't even know that anybody even saw it. It wasn't something that was out of the normal for us. Kevin comes up and gets me. I get Delana. Delana gets both of us. We've always joked around and horsed around like that. So is he saying that Kevin Harvick gooses him? Gooses him? That's what it sounds like.
Yeah, I don't get it.
He's saying the other driver comes up and gooses me. I goose Delana. Delana gooses both of us. We've always joked around and horsed around like that.
Yeah, I don't get it.
It just seemed when it got caught on camera, it was a lot bigger deal for some reason. For the record, the three-time Cup champion. Oh, I guess he is pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah, I told you.
Who's the guy that everybody thinks is the all-time great? Gordon, what's his name?
Jeff Gordon.
Jeff Gordon.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's like the Tiger Woods of the sport. Is he better than Tony Stewart?
Yeah, he would be considered to be to have a better record, yes.
Okay. Are you just saying that, or are you just making that up?
No, I'm stating fact.
Okay, he's making it up.
I'm stating fact.
He's making it up.
But I'm in shock that you're this clueless about NASCAR.
Yeah, I know. It's very counterintuitive.
It's almost taken over baseball in this country.
No, it has.
Probably in endorsements and in profits.
I think the only thing it trails is NFL. Anyway, he says, I never grabbed anybody that I thought would smack me.
Wow.
I'm not going to grab somebody that I would offend because the Harvicks know that I'm doing it. I'm not doing it any more than in a playful way. So the Sporting News asks, what does he make of all the interest? He said he guessed it was a compliment, but he's pretty amazed that it appears to have gotten more interest than Brad Keselowski actually winning the race.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I think that is pathetic because there is much more stuff going on in our sport than that. Well, of course, if I just grabbed the posterior maximus of another man's wife, I'd probably be saying, hey, can't we talk about something else?
So I guess we're wondering,
for our listeners. Is all this okay?
Well, here's and just to put a nuance to that, he says it is okay.
Right.
Because he and the Harvicks are all good buddy buddies.
Right.
And by the way, I've linked this at my Facebook page, facebook.com/KMC01. If you want to go see the video, it's only 22 seconds. And you see what happens. He double hands goose her. She turns around. She's all surprised. And then she, oh, it's you. And then they hug. And then the husband comes over and they all stand there for a second. But is it okay? Because they're friends. That's the way he's arguing. Oh, it's all right because, you know, we all know each other and we're longtime friends.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have any friends like that. Steven ever tried to goose me, I'd turn around and beat the living daylights out of him.
Right.
Do you buy the excuse? Do you buy the explanation? 888-340-3373. We want to know. 888-340-3373, 888-340-33.
Hi, Kevin McCullough, CEO of Extreme Media, a media company that brings you this broadcast. Do you use PayPal for your home-based business? Do you take credit card orders online and use their services to help further your goals? Are you in favor of the fact that they help process credit card transactions from pornographic magazines and Planned Parenthood? Are there other things that you're concerned about, like the safety of our citizens and not giving monies back to, for instance, activist Muslim organizations? PayPal does not distinguish between honorable and dishonorable businesses. And every time you pay them your 2.4 vendor percent, you're helping further the goals of Planned Parenthood, pornographic magazines, and activism causes you may not believe in. Fortunately, there's a better way. We call it CleanCreditBiz.com. CleanCreditBiz.com. If you wish to keep your credit card processing free of any dishonorable associations like pornographic magazines, Planned Parenthood, or activism causes you disagree with, CleanCreditBiz.com or 888-340-3373 CleanCreditBiz.com.
We take a lot for granted. Lights, water, even food we eat. But what if these things went away? Would you know how to protect your family in a natural or man-made disaster? Would you know how to survive? When disaster hits, power and water are gone and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be waiting in long lines for help. Don't be helpless. Learn the secrets to survival at 123survivalplan.com. Do you know the 37 crucial food items you can't live without? Many people don't have these food items. Learn what you need to hoard at 123survivalplan.com. Recently, over 1 million people have viewed the video at 123survivalplan.com. These survival secrets are vital. The government suggests we maintain an emergency supply of food and water. But do you know the 37 food items that will fly off grocery shelves or a simple way to treat unsafe drinking water? This information is critical. Find it now on 123survivalplan.com. Don't take your family's safety for granted. Visit 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com.
What's the difference in all these online emergency food stores? The difference is Deseret. DeseretFoodStores.com has the best price on a one-year supply of restaurant-style gourmet food starting at just $695 for 875 servings. For the highest quality food with a 30-year shelf life, experience the Deseret difference at DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, or call 801-444-1444. DeseretFoodStore.com. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
It's Baldwin McCullough Live. What are you looking confused about?
I put some like coconut pound cake in my mouth.
Yes, I see that.
And I was hoping you didn't see.
We're all hearing it, too.
Because sometimes you'll come out of the break and just, like, last second point to me, like,
yeah.
You re-announce
and
that we're back.
And then you talk like this when the...
Yeah.
Now, earlier
but
in the hour...
But that didn't happen, so we're good.
Early in the hour, Jackie, like, totally, like, just... And she always takes your side. So
that's not true.
She took a Louisville Slugger to you earlier this hour, and you don't even know it yet.
Well,
I'm gonna tell you after the top of the next hour.
Okay.
Yeah. She just
thanks, Jackie.
She just whacked you over the head.
Oh, well, yeah.
Bad. But anyway, we're talking about this racing story. And I know that, and some people have already weighed in on Facebook about this. But the long and the short of it is this guy, Tony Stewart, who evidently is a big deal. I don't know about it. No, I'm so Kevin's the idiot. Okay, we all live with that. And
Hallelujah!
I don't live to be the NASCAR god.
Hallelujah!
I don't live to, you know, be the end-all, be-all to NASCAR fans.
Okay.
And just, you know, common sense is enough for
That's
me.
That's my job. Just kidding.
So, Tony Stewart, who evidently is a big deal, and Kevin Harvick, who evidently is his big rival.
Yeah.
Tony Stewart says, hey, the Harvicks, you know, Kevin comes over and gooses me before a race. I goose his wife. She gooses us back. See, his explanation of it sounds like there's...
It's one big happy goosey family.
Yeah, there's something like, you know, early 70s, you know, free love in here going on is what it sounds like to me. Like, they got something like... Here's my problem. It's too familiar. It's
right,
too familiar.
Right, right.
And this is really what the debate is. What is too familiar with someone else's wife?
Mm-hmm.
Different regions of the country, people do different things. Down in the South, down in Mississippi, you know, they give everybody a great big old hug. You come on down and we give you a big old hug. Hi, how you doing?
All right.
And we just hug you. In other places,
I love when you do that.
Like up here in the Northeast,
uh-huh.
Sometimes they give little kisses in the air, but they touch cheeks, right? So
mm-hmm.
they do the, mm-hmm. but they don't, they, like you're not kissing them, you kiss the air next to them.
Right.
I
love how you know all this stuff, but you don't know NASCAR. Go ahead.
I just study human behavior.
Yeah.
I just, you know, NASCAR is just a crazy, scary universe to me. I've been to one track. I've seen one race.
Right, keep going.
So, I guess, and I would love to know what those of you listening tonight, if you're offended by the fact that this guy would grab the posterior of another man's wife, even if the other man and the wife said it was okay.
Right.
Like, is that okay? The other man and the wife are like, hey, it's not a problem. Yeah, we're all good friends.
No biggie.
Yeah, he likes to touch my fanny. I'm okay with him touching my fanny. Should it be a big deal? 888-340-3373.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. In all orders to the lower 48, ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.